What makes the perfect cup of coffee? Is it the beans or the roast? The water? Maybe the way it's brewed? In Newmarket, there's a coffee shop that's paying unusually close attention to every step of the coffee making process. For our regular series Foodstuffs, NHPR's Todd Bookman reports on the Horseshoe Cafe.
Nori and Sarah Kazuma opened up the Horseshoe last year. Sarah handles the baking, fresh breads, and a few pastries. Nori is the one-man coffee department, doing everything from importing to roasting.
So I'm still a baby roaster. We normally say about 10 years to be called a roast master. So
baby roaster.
Yes, I'm still baby, yes.
He knows more than he's letting on. Spread out before Kazuma on a baking sheet are raw coffee beans. They're jade-colored, slightly smaller than peanuts.
All right.
Before roasting, Kazuma physically inspects every bean. He doesn't know any other roasters who go to this trouble. One by one, he plucks out the misshapen beans, beans that are undersized, or maybe have a tiny splotch on them.
A lot of people ask me, what are you doing, Nori? I said, I'm sorting coffee beans.
It takes Kazuma 2 hours, sometimes more, to go through a couple of pounds. He pulls out up to 25% of the beans for failing to meet his high standard.
Some coffee roasters might laugh at me. Are you crazy? Why you spend hours and hours handpick all these defective coffee beans? But we, in the specialty coffee field, we always talk about the cup quality. Let's bring out the best flavor out of coffee that you purchase.
To do that, Kazuma believes you need consistency, a purity in the roast. Uniform beans will produce a uniform cup of coffee. Kazuma turns on the roaster, which is in the front corner of the cafe, and lets the drum heat up to temperature.
Yeah, I tell my customers this is like Toyota Corolla or Honda Civic of coffee roaster.
Not the fanciest roaster, but it is reliable. He now assumes the role of conductor, working the dials that control the fan, the drum speed, and the heater.
So we focus more on rate of the rise. You don't want to go too quickly, then you scorch and burn. If you go too slow, you bake the coffee beans and you make a stale coffee. So you don't want to do that.
The beans, these are from Honduras, heat up, dry out, and then crack. He releases them onto a tray and then inspects them one more time.
I'm just checking everything is right. Yeah, smells right. Looks right.
After grinding and brewing, the result is a delicious, bright, balanced cup of coffee. A coffee for which the Horseshoe charges $16. No, I'm kidding. They probably could, but a cup only runs $2.50. The Kazumas say they put just as much effort into the baked goods and customer service as they do the coffee.
Good enough is not good enough for us. We shoot for the best always, and then probably ended up being somewhat good. So we never said that's good enough.
Kazuma chalks up this drive to what he calls his Japanese-ness, what he learned watching his parents run their grocery store in his native country. Inside the Newmarket Cafe on a weekday, a steady stream of customers come in, some who know how much the Kazumas obsess, and some who probably don't. The co-owners hope everyone enjoys the experience.
That's all I'm living for. I'm shooting, you know, I'm working hard every day just to hear that your coffee's great.
We all just want a little validation. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.